Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This shit went a lot of places that don't normally go places on a Bears Monday.
That's Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday. They had a brief detour into celebrating Minnie Minoso.
We also had a texter text in that he is the cousin of the guy who got stuck in the poncho.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get him on.
We should. Maybe not the poncho guy. He seems a bit embarrassed. But hey, we don't know who you are, so you're good.
In our Minoso discussion, we also got a nice note from Glenn who talked about his personal experience in Havana and talking to people in Cuba. Said people there are very approachable, like to strike up conversations with tourists. Said almost every time people found out we were from Chicago, the first thing they mentioned was the White Sox.
That's what being good does. Just saying.
That's good branding.
Thank you. More powerful to be good.
We thank Kevin Fishbane. We thank Hub Arkush for joining us. Thanks to Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, Rick Camp, Mike Rankin, the Mexicutioner Ray Diaz for doing the stuff that he does. Lawrence Holmes is here. Transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. And the reason Lawrence's name came up earlier because we replayed that sound of the interview we did with Brian Baldinger back in 2003. After he made very similar comments to Mark Schlereth, I thought, you can't fire Bears bad coach now because in this meaningless game against the Cardinals, they're cheering about something good that's happening. And the reason, I don't know why it was memorable to me, was the night before the Baldinger interview, I was out very, very late and got very little sleep. And I think one of the culprits is this man.
No. I'm never one of the culprits of that.
Wait,
no.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I'm always the designated driver.
Nobody was driving, though. We were cabbing everywhere.
I know, but I don't really go hard like that, especially back then. When I had just gotten promoted to full-time on air, no, was, my friend. But
it was also, Houston closes at like legit 1:30.
But it didn't that night. Friend. It was you, it was me, and it was Zampillo.
Well, there's your culprit.
A culprit. And I want to say, was Dan Bickley part of that evening?
Probably.
I think he was.
There's another name that got brought up, but he supposedly wasn't a part of it.
No, I think kind of like was tangential to the affair.
Rhyming with Shematicola.
Well, that's, no. I thought you got the other name.
I don't know the other one.
He who should not be named.
Oh.
But that was a night that became a morning and then became ooh, I'm on the air. Let's get to the convention center.
And then you can't fire this coach.
You can't fire them. Look, they're cheering Brock Forsey.
Oh.
Didn't we track down Brock Forsey a couple years ago?
What is Brock Forsey doing?
He was doing.
Let's look.
He was a finance guy.
Oh, I was hoping he was like a speed coach.
No, he was a. Unless you're talking about like doing speed, that's not.
No,
happening.
I mean, like, you know, it'd be Brock Forsey's speed school where you learn how to be fast. No, like Brock Forsey.
No, he was doing paperwork at a car dealership in Montana or something.
Oh.
Those are two totally different ideas.
Maybe he should start Brock Forsey's speed school.
But he wasn't fast.
Well, I mean, in the NFL, he wasn't fast, right. But relatively speaking, he was a fast human being that maybe could help other human beings be fast.
Don Beebe did it.
This is what I'm saying.
But Don Beebe was fast.
Wait, David Montgomery went to like the Homewood Flossmoor track coach to be faster.
Hey, man, that's what we do. We get fast out there in these streets and create broadcasters.
I figured you would appreciate that.
Hey, well, we're... It's so weird that you said that, Layla, because I was thinking, you know, since you're from Texas, I was like, what would HF's campus impress Layla?
Probably.
And I think that it's one of the few high schools in the area that would.
We didn't have a broadcast program when I was in high school.
You know, ours is pretty great.
Yeah, let's just start with that. The thing we do.
Keep churning out people. But I mean, like, the scope and size of it. Like, because that campus is huge, but the football, and football was like a big deal at HF for a really long time. I don't know if it compares to the cathedrals that we see in Texas, but I drove by. I actually went on a donut run because one of the sneak places to get great donuts is Walt's grocery store in Homewood. And it's because they have like an actual bakery in there. And I went in there and I was looking for food that I could snack on for the Bama game. And I was like, you know what? Let's hit up Walt's. And then I drove past the high school and I was like, you know what? This is a pretty impressive place that we have here. And we keep churning out broadcasters.
Speaking of snacks, I found something completely by accident that I should recommend. I don't know why, but I was craving Good and Plenty. The other day,
once upon a time, there was an engineer.
I was craving it. I wanted the sweet licorice flavor, and I'm walking around Jewel. There's no Good and Plenty to be had.
He had an engine, and he sure had fun. He had Good and Plenty candy to make his train run. Charlie says, love my Good and Plenty. Charlie says, really rings a bell. Ding. Charlie says, love my Good and Plenty. That's all I know.
That was very impressive.
That was awesome. But there is a licorice that's available. It's called like Daryl Lee's L-E-A. It's an Australian soft licorice. I think it's the best black licorice I've ever had.
Can you bribe Liam Hendricks with it to come back on our show and tell us how to defeat the cassowary?
Maybe. Maybe that's what he eats. I mean, that's...
Or Turk Wendell, right? Wasn't that his thing? Wasn't that Turk Wendell's thing? Like he would eat black licorice and then brush his teeth.
Yes.
Why?
But it's so good.
It was his OCD. He would, in between innings, eat black licorice. Oh, black licorice.
Bam-a-lam.
He would do that and then brush his teeth.
Well, that makes sense, I suppose. It's just, I thought it was like a constant thing.
No.
Like, eat black licorice, brush your teeth. Eat black licorice, brush your teeth.
I think that's what he did. Like,
over repetitively in the same day?
In games, yes.
It made the Bears game bearable. That's like the nicest thing I can say about Daryl Lee's Australian soft black licorice based out of New South Wales, apparently, that it made a Bears game bearable.
Man, all I need to go to Hallis is that free Dr. Pepper.
Well, you're easy that way. Go to Fansville.
It's all it is a snow globe. Speaking of college football... When you look at all of the crazy stuff that's happened in coaching, isn't it weird that the one coach that didn't move was Lane Kiffin?
I think he ran out of those nine lives like way early on, didn't he? Like Lane was the movingest of coaches for a while.
He was, and maybe he's happy in Oxford. It's just with everything that's happening, you got Chip Kelly maybe going back to Oregon now, that the one coach who was stable was Lane effing Kiffin.
I wonder if he's changed.
I think that there's a lot of growth that's happened with him. Just judging from the way that he acts publicly, I would say that there's a lot of growth. I think he's fun. And that's another issue for Brian Kelly at LSU, along with dealing with Texas A&M.
Louisiana State University.
Well, I also wonder how older his kid. Do his kids live with him? I know he's divorced, but I wonder if.
Do you know what his ex-wife name is?
Layla, right?
Bingo.
Is it?
Lane and Layla.
Although it was L-A-Y, I believe.
Like the song.
Like my niece.
But yes. That may have something to do with it. I mean, there may be real practical reasons why he wants his kids to be in a certain place or a certain school or who knows.
Perhaps this is revisionist history. But I feel like a lot of the things that Lane got busted for were just some stupid things that if you knew better, you wouldn't get busted for them because you wouldn't do them.
I agree with you. I think that there was definitely an ego that was outsized because he was so good and so creative at a very young age. And that knocked him down. And I think that he's found some equilibrium.
There was a lack of self-awareness and risk assessment.
Yes. Where even now, like, even the go get your popcorn, throw the headset thing before he gets trounced by Alabama was still hilarious. And it was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. But you get it. And he can do wonders with offenses, and what he's done in Oxford is amazing. Amazing. But even with all of the turmoil and all the coaches going all over the place, the fact that he stayed, that's a lot. That shows a lot.
He's only 46.
Yeah.
But also, I can't believe we're going to put more shine on this program. But is there a chance that whatever happens when coaches go to Alabama?
The car wash.
But it works in a way?
Yes.
Roll damn tide, baby.
It absolutely. You know another name that's on that list that people would not know is on that list?
Who?
Mel Tucker.
Dang.
Mel Tucker was the assistant head coach at Alabama in 2015.
And then he was DC at Georgia, right?
Yep.
And now he's worth $100 million.
You go through the car wash and you come out and maybe you learn something, or maybe you learn something about yourself. Because even Lane had tweeted this weekend about how no one should doubt Nick Saban. And the, you know, Saban with his rat poison line, hilarious. And who would think that the coach at Mississippi would feel comfortable enough to be like, man, Nick Saban is the man. We're all trying to get to where he's at, blah, 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 blah. And not fear any ramifications for it because of the job that he's done and gotten Mississippi to a 10-win season.
It's respect. And not to dumb it down or business it up or whatever you want to call it, demystify it, but it just sounds like they have some standard operating procedures in place that people tend to use in the future that work out.
Yep. It's not a bad idea. And when you start looking at all these coaches that have gone over there, and then then they go on to get a better job, in most cases succeed, in some cases not so much, and we'll see what ends up happening with Bill O'Brien.
It's almost like they put people in a position to succeed and teach them how to use their strengths and weaknesses.
How about that,
Layla? I know this is a novel concept for a football program,
but
I am told it can be done.
It's all foreign to me. I can't even really understand the words and the order in which you say them.
Fascinating what happens when you try to get everybody to win.
That you let people kind of do their job, and here's the operating system that we use, but we're going to let you do your job and your position group or your coordination ship and let you do your thing.
We're going to see what you're good at, and we're going to make sure that you're doing the things you're good at.
Yep.
Lawrence, I really enjoyed your first blush 2-minute video post Bears. And I always try to see, because, you know, we're doing the same things. You're doing a video. I'm trying to, you know, throw some words together for a quick column. And I did put in a graph about Andy Dalton. It's like, let's keep in mind that this idealized Andy Dalton concept was the magic key to unlock the secrets. And instead, it's still just Andy damn Dalton. It's still exactly what we knew he was and what he's been. And when we look and say, well, what, you know, that sometimes happens to a guy, that is his fifth 4-interception game.
Yep.
Fifth! Like, what?
This is who he's been. And if you were talking to me about Andy Dalton in 2015, for example, great. That's still a player who's still growing, and maybe there is some upside. We saw the video in Dallas last year.
I saw it.
He was the de facto starter in Dallas once Dak got hurt. So there's recent him going up against defenses that are playing right now and personnel that are playing right now. No one should have been fooled into thinking that he was an answer. But the Bears, on both levels of their organization, decided that that was going to be it. After they're done patting themselves on the back on, well, we tried to get Russell Wilson, but you didn't. You didn't get him. And then what you said was, because you didn't get him, because your plan was a Hail Mary, your backup plan cost you more money than it should. And then, because it cost you more money than it should, you elevated his status. Because you're paying him $10 million a year versus $5 million a year.
Or the six, which was the highest offer other than that.
Right. You then, this guy is the starter. He was the plan before the draft board fell their way. Once the draft board fell their way, and that's why, Dan, that's why I hated the idea of them kind of keeping the promise that they made to Andy. Screw Andy. And I mean that in the most respectful way possible.
Sounds it.
I want him to get all the money that he is owed, and that's all they owed him. And the fact that they kept out here acting as if, well, you know, we have to do right by Andy. Screw Andy. And here's why. This is who he is at this point in his career. He's probably a high-level number two. But you had him as your starter. Your GM decided to give him more money than what he was worth to make him the starter because they didn't have a quarterback on the roster. And the head coach, even after being given the gift of the rookie quarterback that they weren't expecting because they were drafting 20th, still wanted to give you the lip service of, well, you know, well, Andy's here and he knows our system and blah, 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 blah.
No, but that blah, blah, blah is it, though. That blah, blah, blah is Bill Lazor saying Andy knows how to fix plays that are broken. Andy knows how to basically see what we don't see in our offense. And how many times yesterday even did he audible at the line and you're down to 3 or 4 seconds left in the play clock?
But
count.
You pointed this out last week, and I thought it was a great catch on your part that the amount of self-own involved when you say this quarterback is better for us because of the number of things that are likely to break down.
You're saying that only a quarterback with extensive veteran experience in the NFL knows how to fix the play before it starts on the field.
And the problem is the redundancy aspect of it, too. Because guess what? The guy that you hate because he told you the truth could do exactly what Andy Dalton's doing.
Period.
You didn't need to spend $10 million on Andy Dalton because you were already spending $8 million on Nick Foles. And the same things that you said about Dalton are things that Foles did to the point where he was like, there's a lot here that I can't fix. We need to start working, thinking about this from the scheme overall. We can't block some of this stuff that you want to do, or we don't have the type of playmakers that are going to allow us to maximize what the scheme can be. So you compound a decision by basically bringing in the exact same quarterback, the same type of quarterback. What are the things that they said about Andy Dalton? Smart, understands the concepts that we're doing offensively.
Understands how to fix the quarterback concepts that we're doing.
Understands how he can make the offense run the way that it's supposed to. Those are all things that they said about Nick Foles. And quite honestly, those two quarterbacks are the same. They're the same. So you paid $18 million for the same quarterback. It's to me, there's no reason to think that the general manager or the coach know what they're doing.
They're maintaining continuity.
Yeah, they're maintaining continuity so much that they paid $2 million more for a quarterback that they already had.
Well, it's just sort of like when you miss on one tight end and then you pay another tight end and then you draft another tight end.
And you have to cut a corner because you needed to pay that tight end so that you could run the play instead of giving the ball to David Montgomery.
That's what Olin Krutz said, and I'm with him on it, that his
his football sensibilities were offended by that. And I loved hearing that come through today.
Yeah, I heard what you said, and I think it's a good point. I think that Olin has become kind of, he is in the space that Doug used to fill for Bears fans. That the righteous indignation of someone who knows. And the best part is, with Doug, it's a linebacker, right? Having Olin, having him explain the most difficult part of the game to understand, offensive line play, and that perspective of being a center and being involved in everything that happens offensively, it's such a boon for us. It's a big deal. So, yeah, I think that he occupies that space for us now, and it's good. It's really good.
We are blessed with excellent analysis in every single sport we have in this town, just like the announcers. We have great football minds, which unfortunately, the truth will set you free, but first it'll make you mad.
Yes, it will. So we're going to do that today, I think, a little bit on the show. We're going to talk about the Bears, I think, maybe.
Good. Yes, it's a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday.
It is, and that's great. And that's great. But
yay for Shake and Minnie and the Minnie contingent.
Yes, that is outstanding that Minnie Minoso got in and Shake got to wear the Minnie Minoso championship ring last night. She was sporting that on Instagram.
So cool.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. So we're going to do that. Anthony Heron's going to be on the show at 1 o'clock. We will get his initial thoughts about what's going on with your Chicago Bears as they get ready for Packers week. Yay! Another opportunity on national television. Yay, bear down. All that good stuff. And there was something from the pregame show that Olin, Pat, and Mully talked about that I thought was amazing, and I'm going to bring it back because it speaks to some of the bigger issues with this organization. So that's what we got to do. Y'all have an incredible Monday.
Hi, Lawrence.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.